Welcome to the Northern Affinity Video Podcast. During this session, we will be having an unedited discussion with an expert. And what I'll be planning to do is, during our discussion, get them to teach me something. Teach me about something that's of interest, but also they are an expert in. I'm Michael Edwards, and I'm the founder of the Northern Affinity. And I will tap into our wonderful community to bring you along on my drive for self-improvement and my desire to learn. So please connect with me on various social media platforms, whether it's LinkedIn or Instagram or Twitter. And I'd love to hear from you what subjects you'd like to learn more about, or what subjects you think it'd be good for me to learn about. So please, you know, get in contact and let me know. All the details will be in the show notes, and you can send me an email or contact me by the various platforms. I really hope you enjoy the show. So I'm delighted to say that on the latest edition, I'm joined by Anna Jones from your agency. So welcome to the podcast, Anna.
Thank you, and Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you. So we're recording this right at the start of January, right out of the blocks. And what we're going to talk about today is all about collaboration. Now, anyone who's watching this on the video can see over either my shoulders. Collaboration is something we talk about a lot about the Northern Affinity, but I know you do as well, Anna. So this is a conversation I'm really, really looking forward to. Before we move on to kind of talk about what collaboration is and how to do it and all that kind of thing, you know, can you just quite introduce yourself and just tell us a little bit about what you do, Anna? That'd be good as kind of framing the conversation.
Sure. So I'm Anna, and I founded a company in 2020, just in the middle of the pandemic, in Chicago, where I was living for 4 years. And as an agency, we're a global marketing agency who support female founders to raise their visibility and get the visibility they deserve by simplifying how to do it and showing them through strategic storytelling and mentoring. So we've really, in the last sort of 6 months, really focused on more and more on mentoring to give them the tools and to just break down the overwhelm of, like, a lot of marketing. There's so much talk about all the different things you can do, and as a female founder, you're often, well, any founder, you're juggling all the hats of being, you know, finance director, marketing, everything. It just really helps to make it simple and keep them on track. And a lot of people are looking as well for someone to help them keep accountable, because sometimes marketing is one of the first things to drop off people's lists because finance has to be done, for example, etc. So we sort of really help them keep on track. And when there are some gaps, like the holidays and things like that, we keep the momentum going for them so that they can keep reaching out and getting sort of new leads and growing their businesses.
That's great, Anna. And we'll put all the details to your website, etc., in the show notes as well for both the video and the podcast, so people can find out more then. And we'll talk about that a bit later as well. So first question I had for you, and I think it's an important one, is what is collaboration? Because the reason I asked the question is because I think quite a lot of people get confused by this, what it is. So I'd be interested to know from your point of view, what do you think collaboration is?
Yeah, so collaboration is working with another party to basically benefit both sides of that party. So in terms of collaboration, it can come in many, many different forms. It can be with investment, without investment, but it's basically about growing visibility and the businesses mutually by sort of sharing the warm audience that you mutually have. So normally a collaboration is done with someone who has a similar audience to your own target audience, and you can both add value both ways. That's a really, really important one. You want to be able to show to anyone that you're helping them and they can help you, and mutually you can hopefully reach a new audience by doing so.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, what we are doing as we speak this second is an example of a collaboration, does it? It doesn't have to be this grand long-term thing. It can be all sorts of different things as well.
Yeah, but I think one of the biggest things is to treat it though as something that is slightly longer term, because I think they're the more successful collaborations. Instead of just going to someone for like a one-hit wonder, actually building up a proper relationship to have some longevity in a collaboration is 9 times out of 10 is going to make it more successful for both parties. So it's just in everyone's interest that you look at it as a longer term thing.
100%. And I guess using this example, this is a great example of a starting point. It's a starting point as well. You know, you've got to start somewhere with these things and you build it up over time, don't you? And who knows what collaborations we'll be doing in 3 years' time.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think it's a really great way of, I mean, just take myself as an example. I've only just moved here like 4 or 5 months ago to the area. So to be able to like have already come to a co-working session, met people, and you know, getting this it's a great way to sort of meet new local people, which I mean, meeting in real life is so great. So like I kind of missed that for the first few months I was here. So when I sort of found this is a great opportunity to work together.
Absolutely. So how do we do collaboration well? You've kind of touched on a few things there, but what should people be thinking about to make sure that it works?
Definitely. So the first thing is to really sort of narrow down a list of target people you might want to collaborate and actually really invest some time in researching those people. There is nothing worse than approaching someone and not really knowing what they do. I take an example. There's a well-known podcaster in Chicago who supports female founders, and she said she just had an email like a few days ago. She's very clear she supports females in terms of her podcast and everything, and it was a guy wanting to be on a podcast, and she's like, you've obviously read nothing about me. So yeah, doing that research about the person to really understand and to make sure that your audiences are quite similar, because there's no point if they're targeting a very niche area that you're not targeting. It's got to be of both benefits. Then the other thing, which I did touch on, but like thinking really hard about like what value you can add to the person you're asking to collaborate with as well. So that whole having in mind, it's a two-way thing. So although they might initially write you some content, say by doing like a guest blog post, what could you offer them? You know, how are you going to give back as well? So just thinking of it as a partnership rather than a take thing. It's definitely working together. And then I guess it's the how you set it up and making sure that both parties have the similar expectations of what that looks like, so that no one feels like let down either side of it or that it wasn't up to their expectations. And then the final thing is kind of reviewing it to make sure that if it was great, let's do more of them, and how can we like grow on that. It wasn't great, what can we learn and take away? So I think it's like sort of those sort of few stages are really, really important.
Yeah, and I think for me, the biggest thing you mentioned there was the value add that you're giving to them. You know, something I'm very keen when I'm ever looking to work or potentially work with someone is kind of flip it on its head. You know, I know what value I could get out of this, because I think, you know, naturally that becomes our first instinct. But what can I give back? Because like definitely. You said, if that, you might have some sort of short-term thing that works, it works okay for you, you get something, but it's never going to be worth it in the long term if you both not benefit.
No, and also to be realistic in like your expectations, especially if you're going to work with someone like an influencer or like a creator, you know, to go to them and suddenly say, right, I want like this many posts and be really demanding of their time, instantly it's going to put someone's back up. So, you know, don't necessarily have like too higher expectations, because actually naturally, if you set it up correctly, it will actually be more effective, because it will be more genuine. And so instead of sort of, so it kind of just is an add on to what we just said about, you know, the value add, but just being realistic on expectations. Because I interviewed a blogger in like, this was back in Chicago, but and just talked to her about like, what are your sort of almost like pet peeves? And that was one of our big things, was people come to me so demanding, don't have any realistic expectations of my time, that it is actually how I make an income. Like it's their job. So it does depend who you're working with, but I do think that's also important in terms of time. Everyone, you know, time is probably our greatest. It's like the hardest thing for everyone to give up. So it's like, how do you value that time that they're giving you?
100%. And I guess that kind of leads into the people that you're collaborating with. Obviously, there's businesses, one thing, but businesses aren't really things, are they? It's people matter.
People.
So what type of things should you be thinking about when it comes to, I guess, the people you are working with and how you make that work? Because I guess it's not, you'd have to be best friends with someone for it to work as collaboration, but there's things that do have to be aligned, really, don't they? So we'll tell you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, values need to be aligned, similar to what you said. Also, kind of goals, like, what is the goal of that collaboration, or what direction is that business going? If you're going in very different directions, there's no point in doing it. It might be a timing thing rather than it not being the right person. So it could just be making sure what your timelines and their timelines are on the same page. And I guess openness to, like, try different things. Like, you know, sometimes people come to me, even, you know, you've got to get out of your comfort zone in some of these scenarios to make them a success. And so that's where, like, where we help clients is we make it more as comfortable as we can for them to, by supporting them behind the scenes to then be like, you know, do their first podcast or do their first, you know, live with someone that's, you know, we know is going to be a huge benefit, and we talk through the benefits, but it's pushing yourself out of that comfort zone. You've got to be willing to do that, I think, on both sides. And again, that does completely depend on the type. There's much safer collaborations, if you like, because you could do a collaboration like a product collaboration. It doesn't have to always directly be people talking to your audience, but yeah, so it does just depend. But, and then just communication, just making sure all your communications are really open, everything's put down, like, in terms of expectations and flagging if something's not feeling right before it happens, so that you can avoid it going wrong.
No, absolutely. I'd love to get your thoughts on collaborations with someone or people who you deem as competition, because I've got a big thing about this, especially for small businesses, where there is a lot of opportunity for both parties if you do that well. And I think there's probably some people maybe watching or listening to this who would think, I don't want to collaborate with competition. I don't want to. But it'd be interesting to know your thoughts on that and how that can work.
Yeah. Well, I think the biggest thing with this is there's only one you. So everyone has different tastes in how things are done. So whether let's say they're a coach and they're targeting a very similar target audience, within that there's going to be differences in style, differences in the way you work. And so actually by collaborating, you're actually showing the target audience a few options, and they might not pick you, but that doesn't matter, because you've then shown that you're willing to, like, you're more genuine and authentic because you want it to work for them better. So by collaborating, I think you're doing, like, the greater good in terms of the person you're trying to help in a coaching scenario, that it might be that you aren't the right person. And, you know, that's one of the big things with my own agency, is like, we kind of work with people we know are the right fit for, like, our brand, because there's no point in me taking someone on that I don't think I can fully 110% help. And obviously I'll always try, but then I might point them exactly what you're saying. I network all the time with different, maybe like social media experts or whatever. And sometimes I'm like, actually, you'd be better going to them. And I think that's what's really important. But it definitely, by collaborating with them, it's not a competitive disadvantage at all. It's only can be, in 99.9% of it, I think it's advantageous, like you say. And I definitely wouldn't steer clear of it. Obviously, like, going and, like, directly trying to poach it, then that's very different. But, like, if you can work on, like, this is what we're a subject we're both experts on, but this is my take, then someone's going to maybe prefer one take over the other. And then, you know, I think that's really beneficial, and lots of new ideas, isn't it, for your own. I think the other thing is doing something like that and working together with someone else gives you different ideas as well, so you can actually learn from the experience as well.
100%. I know. My belief on that is that with collaboration with people who deem as competition, firstly, potentially it's actually the best type of collaboration, the opportunities that come from it.
Yeah.
And what it probably helps you do, and you said it there, was you can find your right customers for you, because there's these customers who want this thing where, as you quite rightly say, whilst the company might be a competition, you probably are different in some way. There is something that differs. It might be the individual, or it might be some of the services, or whatever. But that the opportunity is there. It might be the most the most challenging to get right, because you have to kind of get the boundaries and the parameters and make sure everyone feels comfortable. But the actual benefits potentially of that far outweigh potentially any other collaborations that you do.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I definitely don't think it's something to steer away from. I think it's one of the ways you can collaborate. And then others are more like, almost like thinking lifestyle. So you're thinking lifestyle of your target audience and pulling in different elements that are going to help them. So I don't know, for example, like one of my clients is like a family photographer. So we might work, we've done features with like local nurseries and schools. And then we've done like kids charity stuff, you know, like, so we've done lots of different things that are all where her target audience, which are families, are hanging out. And they work really well because they obviously have some level of trust with who you're like going to collaborate with. So if they're saying let me introduce you to this person, we think they're great, then you've already got that warm audience is almost got some what do you call it? It's not like social proof or like some sort of credibility straight away, which again can only be of huge benefit to your own business as well. So it and it's giving that nursery or whatever access to all of the photographers, either database or social media following, whatever it is in terms of how they're doing it, or an event. It could be, you know, using each other's spaces, etc. So yeah.
No, that makes sense. And I think for there might be people listening to this now or watching this who've thought, yeah, I like the idea of collaborating, but I'm not really sure who to collaborate with or what to do and how to start it. So do you have any kind of examples of maybe collaborations you've done or maybe collaborations you've seen from other people that might just draw some inspiration, I guess, for people?
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's such a spectrum of different ways you can do it. If potentially you're a product business, a giveaway can be hugely successful in terms of social media. So it could be around maybe an awareness day or like a holiday, or let's take Valentine's as an example, and you've got like a jewelry brand, maybe a local chocolate brand. You can pull them together, make a bundle. They have to follow both. It gives you the exposure. So that's sort of one quite very simple. You're going to give away one product. It's a limited cost. You run it for a short time. That sort of a giveaway competition can be great. The one tip I say with that is don't overcomplicate the competition, because sometimes you get these bundles that are huge and they're like, follow like 10 people. And you're like, I can't be bothered with that. Like I personally think small is better when it comes to that. It's like one or two, keep it simple. Otherwise people just get switch off too early in terms of who to follow and things like that. So I think that for me is quite important. So another way is like like blogging, podcasting. So you're already and lots of people that are following this are experts in what they do. So who doesn't want expert knowledge from an expert for free? By guesting and blogging and things like that, they can be a great way. You write something and, you know, be bold, pitch to someone you think is a great fit for you. Like just say, you know, I'd love to give some advice, and maybe that's your way in, and then they replicate it. So I did that. I wrote, as an example, there's a magazine all for people that work from home. It's called the Home Worker Magazine. And I wrote an article all about being how you could start a global business from your home desk. And we got talking, and, you know, there were so many different common interests and topics that we spoke about. And then in the summer, then later in the year, I launched my own blog, and she was like, oh, I'd love to, like, you know, if you need anything. So, you know, it can then work both ways. So, you know, if you give a bit, you never know. And that obviously was not the reason I did it. It was just we had so much in common that it was a great way of getting some extra exposure for both of our brands, because the magazine was new to me. I came across it. So that's really important. Other ideas might be styled shoots, so like creating content for your own channel. So a great example of that is if you have like a venue or like a hotel and you pull in lots of different brands, say you offer, I don't know, weddings, for example, you could have like a different photographer come in, like wedding dress supplier, all these different businesses collaborate. You have beautiful photography that everyone is then able to use on their own marketing. So you've kind of given up time in exchange for beautiful imagery or video or whatever it is you create. So they are quite a lot of work and you need a very organized coordinator. But the end result is amazing. And it's actually great to work with a few different people because they'll bring in new creative ideas that maybe you've not had yourself. So again, and you're normally working with 3, 4, 5 people on a styled shoot. So again, it's quite good exposure to different audiences. So styled shoots, another one. And then a really simple one on Instagram is the collaborator function. So now that you can actually add a collaborator on a post where it, like the minute it's accepted by the reciprocant that you've agreed to do the collaboration with, it shows on their grid. So instead of having to like wait for someone to decide if they want to repost it or share it. And I mean, the same on LinkedIn, it's not a collaborator post, but even if you're at mentioning, obviously that helps in terms of getting exposure. So that's like a simple one you could do this week, even of like, you know, speak to someone, you know, decide the topic and just try and make it happen. That's, you know, one of the first ones that I kind of suggest to people. And if you're creating great content that, you know, both audiences are going to find useful, that's definitely one to look at.
Yeah, that's great. And I thought I'd share a couple of mine actually that I've.
Yeah, brilliant.
Examples actually, and what my thought process has been. So you mentioned this earlier, so this is perfect, is someone with the same or similar audience. Mm-hmm. So before you even think about how you do the collaboration, like who am I going to collaborate with? So who has got a similar audience to me? So a great example is, as you know, and other people know, we work a lot with like co-working spaces.
Yeah.
They have a very similar audience to us. So then I think, okay, well, how can we do something together? And we might not get to something that works together, but that's it's almost the inspiration for it. You know, so that works well for us.
Yeah.
And another one, which I've not explored much of yet, but I'm looking at more, is businesses that have got a similar setup. So, you know, we're a membership type organization. Mm-hmm. So the example I'd use of this, something that's completely different, is something like a gym. So gyms are memberships like us. And the thing about what we do and what gyms do is it's one of those things that people know they should do more of, but don't always do.
Yes.
And so there's actually some kind of similarities there. And I actually, for a lot of my business, when I'm thinking about the business and the setup and how we market ourselves, I actually look at gyms and what they do well and not. So there's opportunities there. And I'm just using examples of mine, but I'm sure for other people there is other things that would be suitable.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other one actually that I didn't mention is also like having ambassadors. So it's like collaborating with a creator that is an ambassador. So that might be that you, if you're a product business, you might send them certain packages or they're involved in like photos or something. And they then decide when they reshare. And I mean, they can be as elaborate and as like simple as you like. But that I've had like some huge success with those, particularly in like places like wellness spaces where people are doing like, you know, offering different services, whether that's like health related or whatever, then people come in and do those can then come in, try the services and just give their opinion. And if they've got a, you know, if there's something like a blogger that focuses on that area, they can really help promote what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess the last question for me around collaboration then is, you know, we've talked there about setting them up and what to do and how can, but how important is maintaining the relationship in that collaboration? Because kind of touched on right at the start, you know, things might not happen overnight. You have to take time. So how you've got kind of experiences or maybe thoughts on that?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's really, really important that, firstly, like the build up isn't just like you go in having never had any contact with the person and like, would you like to collaborate on something? Because, you know, you need to have shown you've built up some relationship. I always use the analogy of like almost like dating, that you're kind of like, you know, dabbling in, like liking their posts. Then you might move on to like a DM, and then it's like, you know, it kind of goes through those stages. And then once you've kind of started to build that relationship, definitely it's about engaging, you know, networking with them. Like maybe you've got an event you think they're interested in, see if you can meet them there. I think it's really, really important that it's not a one hit thing. And if there's other opportunities where you see collaborations, like some of the times, like I'll see, I've worked with someone like a, say like an influencer, and then I'll contact them and say, have you seen this place has opened? I haven't been myself, but I've heard, or I've met the owner, and you know, I think you should, you know, you should connect, because I think you'd really benefit from that. So I think it's, you know, keeping those people in the back of your mind all the time to be like, have you thought of this? Have you thought of that? Really helps to maintain that relationship and just show that, you know, you weren't just, you know, that you can continue to add value, because you just never know where it could lead. It could lead to something much bigger in the future for both, either parties or both. So it's just being really open-minded about, you know, sharing opportunities that you see. So sometimes I'll just flick a post to someone to say, have you seen this? You know, like maybe reach out to them, or, you know, just because you've built up that relationship.
No, and I would definitely echo that, because I know there's relationships I've been building since I started this 3 years ago, that we're starting to have all sorts of conversations at the moment now about things that really exciting things that we could do, and whether they'll come to anything or not, we'll see. But
yeah,
you know, it's been going on 3 years now. And
that's the thing. And don't take a no, even if you've approached them and maybe they've initially said no. Don't, you know, obviously if it's a real, like, you know, definitely not, but like often people are like, it's not the right time or whatever, and so just remember that and be like logging it to be reach back out when you think there's something that's more appropriate, because hopefully in those conversations you've gained some feedback about what they've liked and what they haven't liked, so then you can, like, you know, package something up slightly differently, or and you know, everyone's at different stages, you don't know what's going on in their business at the time, so suddenly, like you say, 3 years is not unrealistic to suddenly to keep working at something, but some would happen in like 5 minutes, you know. It's like that, it just depends on the person.
Absolutely. And you know, thank you for that. And I think finally, and for me, and we touched on it right at the start, obviously we've talked about collaboration, if people want to find out more about you and what you do and how you do things, where's the best place to go?
Yeah, so the best place would either be, I'm very active on Instagram, so that's at your agency. I'm also on LinkedIn as Anna Jones, which we'll add the link because there's a lot of Anna Joneses. Then I've got my website. I'm looking forward to coming to more of the Northern Affinity events. So if anyone's going to the 18th of January, is the next one in Manchester, where I'm now based. So if you're there, I'd love to meet you, and looking forward to some of the partner events and different things. So yeah, lots of opportunities to hopefully meet some people in real life, but I'm there online every day on most days.
That's great, Anna, thank you so much. And I'll, like I mentioned at the start, we'll put all the various details in the notes as well for websites and LinkedIn and all that kind of stuff. We'll make sure it's in there so people can contact you. And just finally for me, thank you.
No, thank you.
This is a subject I love talking about. I could have done this podcast probably for hours.
Yeah, I know. I was the same. I was like writing a thousand stuff, and I was like, oh, I could talk about this for days.
Yeah, we need to do that.
If you've got an idea, feel free to, you know, drop me a DM or something, and I could be like, well, I've tried that before, or you never know, because like lots of different things that you've tried, and like, you know, there might be a simple tweak that could convert it to actually working. Just never know.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Anna. I really appreciate that.
I hope you enjoyed this chat today, and like me, you learned something new from our wonderful expert. So if you'd like to hear from more of our sessions, please subscribe on whatever platform that you get your podcast from to hear more. And also, we'd love to meet you at some point at one of our upcoming events. The Northern Affinity hold events all across the north of England, and we'd love to meet new people and then have guests along. So please come along and check out our website or all the details in the show notes. Thank you very much for listening, and see you next time.